strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 14th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
I'm good. I cannot believe that it is August 14th. That means that there's like a little bit over a month left of this, and it just seems like there's still so many people left in the house. I'm like really having a hard time like wrapping my mind around that. It's kind of crazy.
I know. Only six people have left. There's still 10 people there.
Yeah, like this sort of, I mean, are we sure there's not going to be a double? This is weird. It's just, I don't know.
Well, they're not going to mess with things with camp comebacks and stuff like that, hopefully, at this point. So we're just going to lose people left and right from this point forward. But it was day 56 in the house, and we are here to tell you everything that happened on the live feeds on day 56, which was yesterday. So let's talk about it. Let's talk this through. Obviously, still have Tommy as the HOH. We've got Cliff and Kat on the block. The day before, day 55, there was talk about this six deal coming together with Nick, Christy, Sis, Tommy, Cliff, and Nicole. There's going to be a lot of talk about that deal over the course of the day, and not a ton of movement in terms of the vote itself, but definitely a lot of planning for the following week. And so we're going to get into all of that as we move forward throughout the day. We start with Christy and Sis. This day is all about Christy and Sis to some extent. Lots of Christy today. She's really starting to get back into the game now that, you know, Tommy really, he saved her. He pulled her out of the dredges. Her game was entirely gone. She could have been gone this week, but, Tommy not only saved her by refusing to drop her, but also by winning some competitions and saving her that way. But she's going to be talking with Sis about, this final six. Deal. And, they're still both very much on board. They love the deal. They're talking about like, okay, so we get to six and it's Cliff and Nicole. At that point, we take a shot at Cliff. Nick is probably going to throw that HOH because he's good with both sides, that little weasel Nick. And so like they're planning for the six. They still very much want the six, even though Tommy already told them he doesn't. He wants Holly in there. They're like, yeah, but we don't want Holly in there.
Yeah, Christy, ever since day 44, it has just been a silent cold war between Christy and Jackson, mainly, but of course, by proxy, Holly as well, since she's associated with Jackson. They just cannot seem to trust her, and vice versa for Christy. They do not seem to ever want to get back to the point of, you know, six shooters or five fruity people. I don't even know anymore. They keep changing the alliance as every person goes down and gets eliminated. But it's really interesting to see how this is going to develop between, say, Christy and Tommy, because they seem to talk about it a bit back and forth today or yesterday, but they're both still sort of like, it seems like they're both like, oh, well, I kind of see it this way and you kind of see it that way. I guess we'll just have to figure it out next week. And it's like they keep putting it off the next week. But yeah, I mean, at least Christy has Sis in support of this newly signed treaty with Cliff.
Yeah, they're Christy and Tommy are no longer on the same page. And that'll become pretty clear throughout the day. They may get back on the same page at some point, but there's a lot of, you know, I love Christy, but, and, mm-hmm. you know, I love Tommy, but, so they're starting to move in different directions. Tommy really wants to stick with Jackson and Holly. Christy really wants to go with Cliff and Nicole. And that's going to be a sticking point unless the problem gets solved for them. Jackson is going to join the conversation with Christy and Sis. Now, remember, from the day before, he had been talking with Holly, and Holly was saying, you know what, it's time we get back in the game a bit. We've been intentionally keeping ourselves a little bit isolated, but now's the time to make sure we're still in good with people. We should let them know that it was intentional, that it was just a game thing. We've been lying low. We want to let them know that it's nothing to do with them personally. So that's what Jackson's going to do. Oh, yeah, me and Holly. We've been lying low intentionally for the last few days. You know, we're not, you know, nothing crazy. But Christy and Sis are still going to be playing dumb about the vote. Oh, you know, we don't know yet. You know, it's only Tuesday. There's still so much time before the vote. So we're still undecided at this point, Jackson. We still don't know where we're going to go with this. You know, Cat is dangerous, but so is Cliff. So,
which really isn't going to do them a lot of favors, because Jackson already is suspecting that he's been replaced. Him and Holly have been replaced. And so you're not really making him feel reassured that maybe this could be a thing that comes back together. Maybe you guys could reconvene and run to the end of this game together and run off into the sunset with $500,000. It ain't gonna happen now, because you're still, you know, icing him out. And like, Jackson is not a dummy. Like, at this point, like, you should know who your enemy is, and you know that he's not stupid. You know that, you know, if you don't give him any information, if you're going to continue to lie about whether or not you know who's going to go home or not, or not even lie about it, but just be, you know, very secretive about the entire thing, that's not going to make him feel good. He's going to relay that to Holly. And it's just like this little mutually assured destruction thing that you guys have going on right now is going to explode like next week, depending on who wins HOH. So I'm here for that.
Yeah, well, the really funny thing about this, and you know, it's kind of a punchline at the end of the day, but I'll cue it up at the start just to really reinforce the point, is that at the end of the day, Holly and Jackson are going to talk about how they feel the votes are going. And so throughout the day, Christy and Sis are going to be like, screw Jackson and Holly. We don't want to work with them. We don't care about reassuring them about the vote. We can blindside them. We can do whatever we want, just whatever. We don't even want to try like reassure them in any way. And Tommy is like, no, Jackson and Holly, we need to keep them okay. We need to like keep them happy. We need to get them on board with us and let them know things and reassure them and make sure they're feeling good about us. And at the end of the day, Holly and Jackson are going to think, man, Tommy really wants Kat out. Luckily, he doesn't have a vote. Christy and Sis, though, I think they want Cliff out. So Christy and Sis, they're on our side. Tommy's against us.
Which is I understand like why you would think that, because I mean, Tommy has been vocal about wanting Kat out in the past. But I just feel like why wouldn't Christy and Sis just tell you that if that were the case? I feel like if they really wanted to save somebody that they know is on your side, I feel like they would say something to you. Because at this point, it's no secret that Kat and Holly are together. Like, whether or not they know each other is like besides the point. Like, you know that they're going to be loyal to one another. So if they were going to keep Kat, I feel like they would just come out and tell you that. So I'm not really sure why they are.
Jackson and Holly, it's like they took vacation time. It's like they were like, you know what? We've done enough last week. It's time to take a little mini vacation. Start, you know, having lots of canoodling and just chill out for a little while. And now they're like, all right, here we go. Getting back into the game. All right, let's do this. And wait, now we're really rusty. How do you play this game again? Oh crap. It's like they've been gone for years and they're trying to remember how to play this game and they can't figure it out quite quickly.
I don't know if any people like are fans of like the Sims game, but like there's this new feature on the Sims 4 where you can let your Sims live while the game is off, and I didn't know that. And so I come back to the game and like half my family is dead and like the children are now adults, and I'm like, what the hell happened? And that's kind of like what Holly and Jackson are going through right now. So, like, the game still runs, people still wheel and deal while you're like, if you want to lay low, that's fine, but you need to lay low but still be looking. You need to lay low and look. It's not lay low and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jackson tells Christy and says, you know, I would love for the five of us to get together tonight, you know, talk things out, you know, confirm some things. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Let's do that. So that's not going to happen. Cliff is going to talk with Tommy about the deal. The six deal. One of the six deals. Cliff is all on board. He wants to talk to Tommy and confirm this. Tommy was never consulted about this particular plan, though, and Tommy doesn't like it. Remember, Tommy, no. Not only does he not like that others are getting deals with Cliff because they're getting protected by Cliff, he wanted it to only be him, but he also doesn't want them to protect Cliff himself. He doesn't want them to be protected by Cliff, and he doesn't want them to protect Cliff. He wants Cliff to be vulnerable if he stays in the game. He's later going to say that Cliff has been his number one target since he walked in the damn house. He's wanted this guy gone forever. He's never let that go. And just because it's not the right move to take him out this week because he's good to his word and he can trust that he wouldn't go after him, whereas he can't trust Kat, that does not mean that he wants to take Cliff all the way down to final six. And so Tommy in this conversation with Cliff is like, yeah, it's like this is a little bit like... Like Tommy and Cliff, they met at a bar. They were into each other. They were making promises. They went home together. And then now Cliff is calling Tommy the next day and he's like, Hey, remember what we talked about? Like, we're going to six, right? Like, we're this is happening. And Tommy's like, oh man, I really regret letting that happen. Let's just, you know what, Cliff, let's just slow things down. I feel like things are moving a little fast for me. It's kind of freaking me out. I just want to slow things down. Let's take things one step at a time. You know, there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time to get, I mean, to figure out the vote, there's plenty of time. It's only Tuesday. And I just want things to be nice and slow and steady. And I don't want to pull the trigger on anything too soon and you know, get things too crazy, you know. Let's just keep it nice and slow here.
And honestly, I don't even know if that's like the right way to handle the conversation.
The right way.
just go along with it. It is okay to like, look, I always think about what James said back in BB17 and BB18. It is okay to bounce checks in the Big Brother house. Take the deal. Have the deal. I know that he's like worried about jury votes and everything, like, but if this guy was your number one target from like the get-go, like, just, he's gonna be your number one target. It is what it is. Just like, take the deal, placate the hell out of him, and then when you get the opportunity and the opportunity arises, get him out. And Cliff is the last person that you should have to worry about being bitter. Like, literally, he got injured in a veto comp and Kat was crying about it and he's like, it's okay.
I can't wait for OTEV tonight to see Cliff get injured and be like totally cool with it, and then compare that to James Ryan. Oh, I'm injured, it's harm. but I mean, look, you know, James may have said that. James never won a jury vote. Boogie said it, and he won a jury vote, but he won against Erica. What is he going to do? This is the only person he could have beat in the end.
That's very true. But I also feel like Tommy isn't James, and like people like yeah. him. You know what I mean? Like, James annoyed the hell out of people towards the end of this game, but Tommy doesn't really have that same narrative, and I just feel like he's going to over-pacify these people to the point where that's why he loses the vote. And like, I saw what you tweeted earlier about like how like jury management is really, really just starting to stifle things. And here it is.
We're gonna get a further explanation from Tommy a little bit later, so we'll dive into that. We'll dive into that in some more depth when he talks to Nick. But yeah, I'm completely with you in that sense. And I do want to explain here. I was not like changing what Tommy said to Cliff to fit my metaphor. That was really what Tommy was saying. He was saying, let's slow things down. I feel like we're going too fast. I don't want to pull the trigger on this quite yet. I don't want things to blow up. We've got plenty of time. So, that's what Tommy was saying to Cliff. Cliff's like, I get it. You know, it's totally, cause that's what Cliff says to everything. Cliff does again, he's like, he brings up the fact that Tommy was in fact the biggest target last week, that everyone was talking about it, and everyone was discussing the possibility of targeting Tommy the following week, and Tommy's really starting to recognize that, yeah, if I didn't win this HOH, I would have been in big trouble.
Yeah, and that's what's you know, pretty much sparking all of this like spooked behavior, is that he knows that he was so close, that his game was so close to being up in flames. And not only that, but on top of that, his HOH was also pretty close to going up in flames. And I think that this is really putting him in a spot where he feels like he has to overcalculate every move that he makes now. I can understand it. It's annoying right now to watch, but I can understand why he's feeling the way that he does.
Yeah. Cliff is trying to tell Tommy here, yeah, Jackson and Holly were also targeting you last week. Tommy's not picking up on that, though, I believe. I think Tommy is thinking, okay, Cliff was, he's probably throwing like Kat and Jess and Nicole under the bus, but not my Holly and Jackson.
Yeah,
never
like they, it's like they have like he's blinders on to that, and it's like kind of like similar to Christy and Sis, like we'll talk about a little bit later, but like Holly comes to them about Cliff and they're like,
never like, Cliff. He's good to his word. Yeah. So I have to say, I think that it's the right move here for Cliff to continue to be ambiguous, because if he outright said to Tommy that Holly and Jackson were targeting him last week, I do think Tommy would approach Holly and Jackson about it and things would blow up. But I imagine that we'll eventually get to that point sometime in the future if need be. But that's the conversation with Tommy and Cliff. Cliff is also going to talk to Christy. It's a much different conversation. He's talking to Christy about the deal, and she's all about it. He's calling her in the morning, and she's like, yes, let's get married. Let's do it. Let's go. She's all about it. He tells her how he would love to see any of them win because they're all big fans. And Christy says, oh yeah, you know, even Sis is a big fan of the show. And Cliff is like, really? Which should tell them something, right? Once we get to six, I'm fine with any of you winning because we're all big fans. Oh yeah, Sis is a fan too. Oh, is she? So they're not all big fans, or at least Cliff thought so.
So I guess we can add Sis in on this plan. Like, I guess I'm fine with her winning too.
Yeah.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Basically. Like, Sis is a big fan of the show, like the person who accidentally voted Nicole into the field trip is a big fan of the show.
Right. I mean, the very fact that she was like, I can't believe that America would even hate me, I barely even talk, like, just like Willie's like suggests to me that she has no little to no understanding of how feeds work, how the show works. Like, the girl is not a fan, and I think that that's like, Christy, come on. Yeah.
Like, she's to be clear, she has watched the show just in the way that Sis might watch a show.
Right.
In the way that Sis went to college, probably. So they talk about that. They talk about how Kat is in a trio and can't be trusted. Cliff agrees. Christy says that she wants to make sure Cliff isn't going to throw anything. She feels like Kat's not valuable to her. Even if Kat isn't putting her on the block, Kat's not winning HOHs to protect her. She doesn't need numbers. She needs allies. She needs people that will win for her and make moves and protect her actively. And Cliff says, absolutely. I want to win this one. You know, this is different than just a deal for safety. I want to coordinate votes. I want to you know, win things and ask for advice and do what the group wants. You know, it'll be great to have a group behind me supporting me. I won't be afraid to make moves in that instance. So I'm all about it. And that's exactly what Christy wants to hear. So she is fully on board here. Cliff says he hasn't talked much with anyone else yet, but he does want her to know that, he will be campaigning to Holly and Jackson so as not to raise their suspicions. And she says, yes, that's good. So like, so don't worry about it if you see me talking to them. And, he also talks about how when he was talking to Holly and Jackson prior to the veto, they were talking to him about how they wanted to win and not take anyone down. And Christy goes, oh yeah, I know. I would have gone home if I stayed on the block. And he's like, yeah, you would have. And that was her being like, pessimistic, like, oh, I know I would have gone home, but she didn't really mm-hmm. believe it. But when Cliff confirms it, she's like, oh my God, I would have gone home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was a really good conversation for Cliff to have. He really sort of like covered all the bases here. You know, like, telling Christy what not only what she wanted to hear, but something that she needed to hear. And, you know, pretty much like saying like, look, I might be talking with Holly and Jackson. Don't look too much into that. Like, I'm also anti Holly and Jackson, just like you. Like, it was a very fruitful conversation. And it really is sort of something that, you know, has fueled Christy. I mean, like, you sort of like sparked the fear of life into her. And it's going to be something that keeps her on. It's going to keep her pro Cliff in this week. So I think Cliff did a very good job here.
Yes. Christy is going to go talk to Sis about her conversation with Cliff. She said it went great, that he wants to, he would love for any of them to win in the final six if they got there, cause they're all big fans and she believes that. She says that, you know, Jack, he wasn't a fan. And Sis was like, Jack wasn't a fan. No, he only watched one season. Really? I thought he watched more than that. No, he like binged Big Brother 20. That was it. And oh, he watched like a little bit of Big Brother 19 because Christmas was a CrossFitter. That was his criteria.
It's like, what did you guys talk about? Out of all that time that you guys spent together, huddled up in the shower.
Come on, you know what they talked about.
I know. I just had to ask the question for posterity's sake.
How like, big?
Goodness gracious.
Christy says, and he let me know, I really would have gone home if I stayed on the block this week, that Holly and Jackson would have voted me out. And Sis is like, oh my God, no. Holly and Jackson are really against us. It's true. What is Tommy thinking? She also lets Sis know that Cliff does want to win HOH and help them. So everything is perfect. This is great. They love it.
Yeah, I mean, this is like this is going to be something that I really think hopefully will bring Tommy and Christy to a head. Like, because the whole reason, I mean, we know that Tommy wants to bring the six back together because he's been harping on it. He's been perseverating on it for like the past 3 weeks. That is the way that he feels like he can have a winning game. And we also know that he is not 100% opposed to letting Christy fall to the wayside. And I feel like that should be very apparent to Christy, that if she finds out that she was definitely going to be going home and Tommy is aware of that same fact, but he is still willing to work with them, like, I feel like this has to reach a boiling point. And if Tommy and Christy, if Tommy and Christy somehow split, oh my God, like, this opens the game wide the hell open, because there's literally no more talk of a six getting back together because it is dead in the water.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever like target each other, but they are definitely at odds in terms of the direction they want to go in the house. And it becomes clear that, that Tommy is willing to not only willing to let Christy go, but might actively be talking his allies into saying that Christy is a little bit higher on the target list once they get down to the end. He has a conversation with Nick where he talks about how he tells Nick, like, it's you and Sis. You are my two. I want to go to the end, the final three with you two. I love Christy, mm-hmm. but she can't let go of this Holly and Jackson thing. And I want you to know that if it came down to you or Christy, I would choose you. I would keep you over Christy. And this is coming from Tommy, who is also going to make it very clear that he does not want to make promises he can't keep because he's worried about his jury vote if he does that. I think Tommy means this. I think Tommy, and for good reason, I think that Christy... Well, for a while, it was looking like Christy's game had plummeted and would not be able to beat Tommy in a jury vote. Tommy would have a much easier time beating Nick and Sis than he would Christy. I think he still probably beats Christy, but Tommy is very concerned about jury votes, and I don't think he wants to take that risk. I think he genuinely wants to get to the final three with Nick and Sis. They obviously both take him to the end. Literally the night before, they were both telling him how much they wanted to lose the game to him. So it makes a lot of sense for Tommy to want that. And so he is very willing to let Christy go. I think he is going to find out later in the day that if Christy had stayed on the block, she would have gone home, and he doesn't care. That doesn't matter to him. He still wants to work with Holly. He still wants to go forward with that plan because it's better for him. And this to me is further confirmation that if Christy had stayed on the block and went home this week, it only would have reunited the original six, because Holly and Jackson would have voted out Christy, and Tommy would have been like, okay, now Christy's gone.
It's done.
Exactly. Now come in with us. Sis, we know, had no love for Christy. Tommy would have let it happen. Tommy would have wanted to pull in Jackson and Holly. It absolutely would have reunited those five together. It would have been the exact same thing as what we have now, only Jackson and Holly would have been loyal to that five with Kat on the outside, as opposed to Cliff and Nicole being on the inside with Jess on the outside. And Cliff and Nicole, I do not believe, are as loyal as Jackson and Holly would have been to that five minus Christy. That to me was some pretty serious confirmation about Tommy's intentions. Tommy is also going to talk to Nick about how he doesn't want to make this deal with Cliff. He wants to back out of it. He doesn't want to burn Jackson and Holly. He's concerned that he'll lose their jury votes if he plays too hard. He's in a position where he made the deal with Holly and Jackson. He's promised them things, and he does not want to be playing both sides. He doesn't want to go into next week and for Holly and Jackson to find out that he made a deal, a final six deal, with Cliff and Nicole. He feels like that he will lose their jury votes. And if they're a trio, Holly, Jackson, Kat, that's three votes if he pisses them off. And this brings us to what I tweeted about, which is that I had the sort of epiphany. I remembered back to when Tommy was talking to Christy earlier in the season, and they were talking about like how Christy was playing like Tyler, and Tommy said, I'm playing like Casey. I want to play the Casey game. I think that we are finally seeing the impact of the quote unquote bitter juries in the actual gameplay. Tommy is somebody that is a big fan of the show. He follows the meta strategy of the show. And I think that he is very, very cognizant of what jury management is and how to do it. And he's very concerned about jury management and he feels the actual meta of playing the game of Big Brother in a modern day season is that he can't play too hard, that he can't make deals with both sides and try to be safe with both sides. He needs to be more cautious and more passive in his gameplay, and more loyal to people that he's with. And this to me starts to explain his behavior all season long. The reason he has always been like, hey, no, let's get the eight back together. Let's get the six back together. Let's get the five back together. It's always been because he doesn't want to have to play multiple sides. He wants to play the loyal Casey game. That's the winning formula according to how he sees it. And he wants to just be that. He wants to be the most likable and passive loyal player in the alliance that dominates and gets to the end, where all of the alliance members take him to the end and he wins because he didn't have to get any blood on his hands. That's how Tommy wants to play the game. And I think it starts to explain everything that Tommy has done this season when you look at it from that perspective. And I think the irony is that I don't think that's the kind of jury we have this season. I think that we have Cliff in the jury. I think that even Jack is willing to be somebody that's not bitter. People like Nicole are not going to be bitter. I really feel like this isn't a super bitter jury. I absolutely could see Kat, Holly, and Jackson be bitter in the jury. And maybe that is three votes. And maybe that three votes, maybe those three votes are enough. And maybe he's right to be concerned. But I do feel like he is putting himself in more danger than is necessary by not wanting to take this deal with Cliff, because if there was any chance Cliff would be loyal to this six, Tommy is in the best position to win the game. But by letting Cliff know that he's not particularly loyal to this deal, it pretty much ruins any chance that Cliff will be loyal to this six, which opens the game wide open. And not only does it make the game wide open in the Cliff sense, but he's also trusting Holly and Jackson far too much. He thinks that they're on his side, and maybe they are to some small extent, but he has to remember that Holly does want to target him. He doesn't know that. He doesn't realize that. Holly is against him. Maybe that will change, and maybe he'll get them back on board, and maybe everything will turn out okay for Tommy. But I do think that we're seeing a strategy that has been kind of like an emergent strategy based on the jury decisions of the past few years.
Yeah, I totally agree. Something that I think you sort of like already explained it, but something that I think that he's like really doing wrong is like I feel like he's taking like this meta strategy of placation and, you know, making sure that he is good on all sides, but he's boiling out all of the nuances to why it is that Tyler lost last year. Like, you're not thinking about just how much he placated Sam the last time. You're not thinking about just how much he pissed off somebody like Bailey. Like, you haven't done anything like that to somebody. Like, you have to think about just what specifically was it that cost Tyler his game. Like, what were the reasons that those particular people did not, that he was good with? Mm-hmm. What was it that he pissed them off so much that they could not give him the vote in the end? And is taking a deal with Cliff to further yourself in the game before they could make the deal with Cliff, is that something that's really going to piss them off? Is like, because I feel like if you take this deal with Cliff, and then you constantly tell Holly and Jackson, I'm with you. It's us to the end. I'm with you. I've never lied to you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Even up until the point where they are walking out of the door, excuse me. That is what is going to piss them off. Not just making the deal before they could. I just feel like he's like really just boiling out all of like the smaller game decisions that really can end up costing somebody the game. And it's going to end up costing him the game, because I feel like if he overly sanitizes everything that he's doing, people aren't going to take well to that.
Yeah.
Like, I still feel like he's in a good position to win. I still feel like he probably has, I mean, he is one of three people that has not even touched the block yet. I feel like he's good right now, but I feel like if he continues down this path, people just might be looking at him like, what are you doing? Like, is this all of this really necessary?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that there were a lot of people last season that were just like, you know what? This style of gameplay can never work in Big Brother. The Casey style of gameplay is the optimal form of strategy in the Big Brother house. That was a big topic of conversation at the end of last year, and I disagreed with it because I don't think that that's the case. But I think that that was a very big narrative that was out there. Yeah. And I think that Tommy was a part of that narrative, and I think that we are seeing the results of it. And so instead of like recognizing that, you know, a couple of small changes would have granted Tyler the win, instead of realizing that if Tyler had just taken Angela to the end, he would have won. And that if Paul had just taken James to the end, he would have won. And if Paul had just, been a little different in his goodbye messages, he would have won twice.
And also... The simple fact that, and it's no shade to Casey, because I mean, Casey's great. She played a good game. But also due to the, like, you have to remember just how much she benefited from Tyler's moves.
Exactly.
Like, she didn't win that game because that was you cannot play a Casey game because Casey didn't even play a Casey game. Casey played a game that was allotted to her because her number one was out here wheeling and dealing, and she didn't have to, and she benefited from that because there were a few small things here and there that's really screwed him up. Like, she barely won that season. I think people keep forgetting that. Like,
yeah, I'm not about this. And he thinks that Christy can be his Tyler, or at least he did, I think. But the problem is that the problem is that Christy is not his Tyler. Christy is not Tyler. She's not as good. And her flaws are much more glaring, which obviously is great for him if he makes it to the end with her. Like I said, I do think he probably still beats her, but now he's not even looking at, I think, even going to the final two with Christy. I think he wants her in the jury to vote for him, and I think he wants to be sitting next to Nick or Sis, which is the mastermind game. You have two goats with you. If he gets to the end with Nick or Sis, I can't imagine either of them beating him, no matter what he does in this house, no matter what kind of deals he makes. But yet he is still terrified of this bitter jury syndrome. It happened supposedly happened the last 3 years, and that's terrifying for a player like Tommy. And I think that we are seeing somebody who is playing the game in anticipation of that kind of thing, which is the argument all the time. Oh, you should have been playing for the jury votes. You should have been anticipating a bitter jury, and you should have been playing to prevent the bitter jury. And I think we're seeing the results of that here, and we'll see how successful it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting to talk about this on a meta level. And I think that maybe, like, we'll have to see. We have a whole lot of game to go. But if we do get to a point where, let's say, Tommy is in the end, and like a lot of his criticisms are due to the fact that he felt like he had to sugarcoat everything, and he had to like force certain alliances to stick together in order to garner votes. I feel like if that is not met with as much, kindness as he wants it to be met with, maybe then we'll begin to see a swing back in the opposite direction. Because that's how things typically work. Like, I mean, in history, like, you swing one way too much, and then immediately after that, it's a pushback, and you swing back the other way. And I have to say that I'll be much more interested in seeing how things swing back in the other direction.
I completely agree. Let me say this. I would love if Tommy did end up in the end with Christy sitting next to him, and Christy ended up beating him because they felt like she played harder. That would be perfect. Because
I can honestly see somebody like Jack being like, well, she put herself out there so much more than he did. Like, I love Tommy, but like, Christy was really the heart and soul of the season. Like, I can see something like that happening. Like, so we'll see.
How did she get here after her whole game? All right, so that's the discussion about Tommy there, but it explains, I think, a lot of where Tommy is coming from and why he is acting the way that he is. He has the same conversation with Sis about not wanting to make the deal with Cliff and wanting to hold off, maybe make some individual deals instead of group deals or something along those lines. Holly is going to talk with Sis, Christy, and Tommy, where she is going to, again, very awkward conversation. She's very rusty. She tries to throw Nick under the bus to them, like, oh, Nick told me that Christy, you were targeting me. He told me earlier this week. Nick is dangerous. We don't like Nick. And Christy acts all fake mad. What? No, how dare he? Holly says that, yeah, Cliff is telling everyone that he's good with them. So, you never know where Cliff stands. But they're like, yeah, but he's injured, so we're not sure which way to go. We're not sure where we're going to go with this vote. And Holly's like, yeah, I'm not sure either. It is a tough one. But you never know who Cliff is going to put up, though. I feel like he's a trophy hunter. Like, he took out Jack, and now who is he going to target? And in Christy's mind, she's like, yeah, exactly. You. Very not subtle from Holly, very not effective. Christy's going to talk to Sis afterward and be like, oh my God, she was so bad there. It's so obvious.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I mean, I guess Holly really is just struggling. Maybe that week really did just do her in, because she doesn't really seem to have a level of, it's the Derek thing we always talk about. You really have to approach people, and it probably was never going to work anyway, because Christy is just like, you can't sell anything to Christy if it's coming out of Holly Jackson's mouth at this point. But even still, like, if you really wanted to to have her think about Cliff differently, you really have to approach it with a modicum of what's the word that I'm looking for? Like, it just can't be as freaking overt. It has to be covert, I guess. Like, it just has to be like, you have to plant seeds. You can't just be like, well, Cliff told me that he was good with me, and if he said the same thing to you, I don't really know what that means for him. Because if they've already been talking and wheeling it in with Cliff, and you haven't been anywhere around, it's like, okay, girl, you're late to the party.
Yeah, so. This is not the way to campaign for Kat. It's very transparent, especially when the question, of course, again becomes, why are they trying to campaign for somebody that's claiming to be going after them?
You know, yeah.
Makes like, no sense.
That Jackson is our target. Like,
they
think about that.
Need to drop this. I said this 5 days ago. They needed to drop this. They still need to drop this. They need to drop this. It's not working. They say it's laughable what they're trying to do here. It's ridiculous. Sis mentions that, you know, Tommy really wants to work with them. He doesn't want to make the deal with Cliff, and Christy's like, you know, I love Tommy, but I'm making this deal. I don't care what he says. I'm making the deal, and I'm not working with Jackson and Holly. I don't care. It's just not happening. They were going to send me home if I stayed on the block. It's just I'm not working with them.
You are about to go home, Christy. So this is definitely. Yeah. Don't work with them. Be at odds with Tommy. I want to see what happens.
Yeah. They say that, you know, they don't want to have this meeting of five with Jackson and Holly tonight. They just like, they don't want to have to deal with it. They don't want to have to lie to them and be like, let's just not do it. And they don't, you know, Cliff's going after Holly and Jackson, like those, that's, they didn't know who Cliff was going after. Well, we do. So joke's on them. Christy, Sis, and Tommy are going to talk a little bit later, talking about next week. Christy and Sis say that they don't even want to win next week. If they can help it, they would love for, you know, to just let people take shots if they're kind of in good with both sides. Tommy hates that though. Tommy's like, no, we can't keep playing the middle like this. And Christy's like, exactly. We should just drop Holly and Jackson. Stop even trying to pretend. And Tommy's like, that's not what I meant. They were going to evict me if I stayed on the block, Tommy. And he's like,
I mean, I understand what Tommy is trying to do, but I also feel like this should just be even more of a wake up call for you that, like, if you have people that are in this season that are literally saying, like, it is what it is. This is essentially what they are saying. Like, let's drop the act. Then you should feel like you should be able to do that too. Like, and I know that it's like working. It's working against your master plan. I get it, but I don't know. I just feel like you're missing the social cues here. Like, come on. Like, let's not. We don't have to tiptoe around this anymore. Like, it's getting down to the wire. I know it feels like there's a lot of people left because there's 10 of y'all left in there, but it's getting down to the wire. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move past this.
Christy, Sis, and Nick are going to talk about Nick and Sis are going to be flirting. You know, I talked about how they were cuddling last night, the night before. And now, you know, Nick is also flirting with Kat a lot. Just being kind of weird. I noticed at one point Tommy was in the middle. Kat was on the end and Nick was on the other end. And he was doing like a group hug thing and just like putting his hand up behind, like under Kat's like sports bra, which was really strange. Nick, gross. And so Nick is flirting with Sis some more, and they were like, the two of them flirt a lot. And Sis is like, oh, you're trying to make me jealous with Kat. And he's like, no. And so they're flirting, and the topic of conversation comes to, do you think Bella would have a problem with this? with what's happening here? Do you think Bella would have an issue? And Nick is like, no, she knows we're just all friends. You know, yeah, she brought it up to me before in the house about this very specific thing. But I mean, I'm sure she's fine with it now. She understands that we're just friends and everything's going to be totally fine. And things are going to be great with Bella. Meanwhile, Bella on Twitter... not pleased. Bella, after seeing the cuddling the night before, said, I understand firsthand how being in the Big Brother house can cause house guests to feel extremely close to each other. Unfortunately, at this time, I can no longer support Nick and his actions. No one deserves to feel second in a relationship. She follows it up with, maybe Nick and I can discuss this once he's out of the house and go from there. I'm trying to learn from my mistakes and show that I recognize there are two sides to every story. I did not listen to Nicole, and I have an immense regret for it, regardless of the circumstances. Everyone deserves to be heard. Listening is not the same as forgiveness, though. She then actually quote tweeted this conversation. As I keep going, she keeps going. Sis saying, can you tickle my leg? Nick asks, can I tickle her leg? Christy says, you don't get to ask me. I said, if I was Bella, I wouldn't like it. And Christy's like, she's your girlfriend. Do you think she would get mad? And Nick is like, maybe, probably. Bella quote tweets that and says, probably. He talks about how Bella knows you guys. So to me, it's not that deep. Would Bella have minded if she was here? She did get mad at me once, but it shouldn't matter because we're all friends. Bella has, I think this is a steam head emoji. I don't know emojis very well, but she is watching closely and she's not pleased.
I mean, far be it from me to get any like ounce of enjoyment out of someone's misfortune as it pertains to the relationship. But honestly, I get enjoyment out of this because the fact that you are so like, you followed that up, like what was it, like less than 10 minutes later, you were already saying, well, maybe we could talk about this because there are two sides to every story, when you have your own side and you're able to watch his side on the live feeds. You have both sides. So it just seems like you are really just trying to hold on to a potential opportunity and, you know, maybe he could win. Maybe there's something to be gained from, you know, sticking around this guy. And then, like, I keep seeing people on Twitter talking about, like, how she had a boyfriend coming into the season. I don't know if that's true.
I think it was pretty true, but we don't know for sure.
If that's true, then you lose them how you get them, sis. And yeah. Not sis, like sis as in yeah. Bella sis. Like, and the fact that he was doing this with Annalise while you were in the house, and it's happening again now that you're gone. I mean, I have to laugh. Lord help us, Jesus. Like, that's all I can really say about this situation. It's just like, I understand that we, none of us have ever been in that house. I get what it's like to really be I don't get what it's like to be around the same people 24/7. You develop these bonds, these connections, and I get it. I get it. But sometimes the writing is on the wall, and I think you just might have to take the L on this one. Both of you.
Yeah, I mean, look, if people have different tolerances for different things. I personally am of the opinion that if you are going to break up with someone, you should do it in person and not on Twitter while they're in a house. So,
oh, definitely.
So that's totally her option there. We'll see where this goes. But yeah. Nick has definitely not been respecting the relationship, especially given the fact that they had a very specific conversation about how she was not pleased with the way that he was interacting with Sis, and he promised that he would not do it again moving forward.
And I think they have a conversation like as she was like about to leave, saying like she was like warning him like don't do something like this again. Like
I mean, he promised her He said, I see no problem with it, but if you don't like it, then I want to respect you and our relationship, and I won't do it moving forward. And he had a conversation with Sis about how, like, we can't be doing this anymore. And then, you know, things change once Bella's gone.
And you can tell that, like, even production is, like, trying to remind him of his promise, because as he's sitting there cuddling, the camera zooms.
Yeah.
So much so that it wakes him up. He's like,
the camera also zoomed in on his hand under Kat's sports bra as well, which was, again, a very strange moment.
It's literally the production is going like, oh, like, let's, what you doing? Like, I mean, it's, I mean, it is.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
I don't see how he feels
like this benefits him in any way.
Or is like, is he like a 12-year-old boy? Like, he, I don't understand the hormones. Like, what is happening? I don't understand the lack of self-control. All right. So let's talk about Cliff's. Speaking of this stuff, right? Cliff is going to talk with Jackson Holly, and he lets them know more about how the feeds work. And Holly's like, well, you can't, like, rewind or anything, right? And he's like, oh, yeah. There's a slider right there. Just, whoop, rewind to whenever you want. And she's like, so I'm definitely naked on the internet. And he's like, yeah. It's like, well, they cut when, you know, when you're doing things right. Cliff's like, no, not really. It's like, seriously, like, they don't, like, no, I've seen it before. Like, you just, sometimes, you know, you think you're being really like clever and you're under the covers, but you can usually tell what's going on. It's usually pretty obvious. And afterwards, Holly's just like,
I don't know why this isn't apparent to even people like recruits, but then again, if I really think about it, like, yeah, like, we sort of, like, BB Twitter and Reddit or whatever, they'll compile these moments and stuff like that, and be like, oh my goodness, they're having sex, or someone's getting a BJ, or like, whatever the hell. But, like, I noticed that, like, after the season is said and done, people don't really talk about it. Like, if it comes up, like, if someone is talking about sex in a Big Brother house, then it comes up. But, like, no one, like, I mean, at least no one in, like, that I really notice, like, the minute that these guys are out of the house, will be like, oh, look at all the videos of you guys having sex. Like, I don't think that people really do that. I think people kind of just, like, are like, whatever.
Well, I think from our perspective, it probably, like, it never comes up again. But I'm sure
there are some people, like, in their DMs, like, DMing them stuff here and there. But, like, I feel like on a wide scale conversation, it's avoided a lot of the,
like,
time.
Like, think about even, like, before I was blocked by Evil Dick, his, like, Twitter banner was, like, Kalia from season 13, right? Oh, like,
that was disrespectful.
Yeah, like, these things do, like, this, like, if you do anything, then I feel like those are the kind of pictures that immediately start sprouting up when people want to discredit you. You know, God forbid that you do anything that pisses people off enough that they want to send those to your place of work or anything like that. Like, I feel like they definitely can be damaging depending on your circumstances.
They could be. They really could be. I mean, if they do circulate, but I mean, I guess. I mean, I feel like you would just not have to piss people like Evil Dick off.
Yeah. Well, that's hard. I still don't even know why I'm blocked.
Interestingly enough, like, I was, like, sort of, like, so over it. Like, maybe like 3 weeks ago, I was so over it because I kept seeing, like, people quoting Evil Dick, and I was just like, oh my god, can somebody just tell him to unblock me? Somebody, like, screenshotted that tweet, sent it to him, and he unblocked me. So,
oh, there you go. Maybe I just need to ask.
Yeah. I'm sure if you did, somebody would be like, somebody was handing it right over to him.
Yeah. At the same time, like, I have no desire to piss him off or get on his radar in any way. So I'm fine with whatever.
I mean, and it's no shade to Evil Dick. When I did get unblocked and then I saw, like, all the stuff that he tweets about, I was like, oh, okay. I guess I was fine without it. I mean, no shade. I was just like, it's okay. Like,
all right. So Tommy is once again going to talk to Nick about this deal. He says he's going to back out of the deal. He's going to straight back out of the deal. He's going to tell Cliff, Kat offered me a better deal, and I don't want to make this deal. I am going to keep you safe, but I just want to make some kind of a soft deal. an individual deal, more open-ended, a little less specific. I think that's what I want to do in regards to Cliff. He's too worried about the jury votes, and so that's what he wants to do. He says he would, what he wants to do is he wants Cliff, Nicole, or Christy to win the next HOH and put Jackson and Holly up. Then it's out of his hands. Then, oh, he has to choose between the two of them. He'll vote to evict Jackson. And then he wants to work with Holly. But the problem is that Christy doesn't want to win because she's getting good with both sides, which is annoying. He wants Christy to win. He wants Christy to put the blood on her hands. And Nick's like, wait a minute, Christy's good with both sides. She's good with Holly and Jackson. Wait a minute. That means I'm the target. That's no good. I don't like this. Which was fairly perceptive from Nick, because that is, in fact, kind of the case. But Sis joins them and kind of clarifies, no, she only wants to throw it to Cliff or Nicole. If Jackson and Holly are still in, she will try to win. And they're like, okay, good. That's great. That's what we want. This is when Tommy says Cliff has been his number one target since he walked in the house. He does not want to keep Cliff safe until the six. But he is not doing a great job of convincing his allies that they should agree with him.
Yeah, this. I'm not going to lie. I like sort of blacked out towards the beginning part of what you just said. So I missed half of what you just said.
people still talking about Twitter in the chat. Holly and Jackson later in the night are going to talk about how they feel. Holly thinks that Tommy wants to evict Kat, but Christy and Sis want to evict Cliff, and they couldn't be more wrong. Nicole and Jess are also going to have a conversation late in the night. They talk about what to do moving forward. Jess had some conversations with Christy throughout the day, talking about who she's going to evict. She's still not sure exactly. She had talked before about definitely being a vote to keep Kat, but not really wanting Kat to stay necessarily. She's still a bit torn on that whole situation. So they talk about that. And Nicole also brings up what I was trying to tell Brent the other night. Brent was very pessimistic. Nicole says, you know, we're all saying that Jackson and Holly will be the next targets after Kat goes, but where does that leave us if they're the next targets? I don't think that leaves us in a great spot. And I don't think Nicole is targeting Holly and Jackson if she wins an HOH. And I don't think she's going to support Cliff doing that either. I think that they recognize that there's maybe another move to be made here. And maybe it is too soon at the very next week, because I honestly think it might be. But they're definitely not just content to walk down to six with Nick, Tommy, Christy, and Sis. That is definitely not the case, given this conversation that Nicole has with Jess late last night. They also talk about being sketched out by Nick and how he's up in the HOH room sleeping there every night now. And that's pretty sketchy.
Yeah, I'm glad that Nicole is sort of like, I mean, she's in an interesting spot in that, like, she's for the past few weeks, she really has had the opportunity to sort of just like take the lay of the land and notice the changes throughout the weeks and see where everybody has been, where everyone falls within these alliances and these deals and everything. And Nick has sort of allowed her to be like a special window into like Christy and Sis's side of things, as well as like having the Cliff's Angels type thing to know what's going on that end. So it's been, I'm glad that she has the foresight to be like, look, like if they do go, it's going to be because these three people that we already know that are working together, or four people that we already know that are working together, did that. So like, where did, like, what about me and you? Like, I don't understand like how this is going to go. And like, I don't know, like, I mean, you said it might be a little bit too early to target them next week, but I don't know, like, is it really? Because I feel like at this point
it depends, because here's the thing, I think that they, if they do turn on them, and I think that maybe it's the right move, they cannot evict Christy. If they turn on them,
right,
I feel like they have to leave Christy. They have to get Tommy out. It has to be Tommy and Sis next to each other or something like that, because if Christy goes, there's a 100% chance that Jackson, Holly, Tommy, Sis, and Nick become the five. And now it's those five versus Jess, Cliff, and Nicole, and they're screwed. That's terrible. And even if Christy stays, there's a chance that she's pissed off enough at Cliff and Nicole for betraying them that she's willing to let bygones be bygones with Jackson and Holly and tries to go in with them, which I do think might work. That's why it's so dangerous for them to turn as early as next week. But, you know, sometimes you have to take the shot when it's presented to you. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But definitely they cannot let Christy even touch the block because she would go home and then they would be completely screwed.
Yeah, that's fair. I agree with that.
Yeah. So that's what we've got. Again, that's why I feel like it's a very interesting week moving forward into next week. If we have Jackson or Holly win, if we have Cliff, Nicole, or Jess win. Jess, I feel like, might be leaning more toward targeting Jackson and Holly. Honestly, the people I have the most amount of faith in, definitely not. Jess is not one of those people. I think Cliff and Nicole might be in her ear. Actually, it'd be perfect if Jess won because Cliff and Nicole could try and get in her ear and convince her to target Tommy for them. But would she? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think she's been spending too much time with them. She's a very impressionable person, that Jess.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. And like, what a interesting turn her game has really taken. Like, and I feel like she really had a good HOH in that she got out a big target and really essentially got away with it scot-free. But like her agency throughout the rest of the game is like, I don't know. I feel like she's right back to square one.
Yes. Here's the thing. Because a lot of people, they're disappointed that Christy didn't go home and they feel like that's the reason why the game might become a little more stagnant again. I completely disagree with that notion because like we talked about earlier, if Christy goes home, I think that absolutely reunites Jackson Holly with Tommy and Sis, and that they completely come back together. So regardless of the outcome this week, there was going to be some kind of reemerging of these groups. And that's because Jess and Kat completely dropped the ball the week prior. They did the right thing. And I tried to talk about that during the week, but they were playing it all wrong. It comes back to what I was talking about when Jess was HOH before nominations and she was having conversations with everyone and they were offering her all the information she wanted. Ask me questions. And her response was, it's none of my business. She did not dig. She did not try to do anything. She isolated herself up in the HOH room with Kat most of the week. They pushed Nick away. They didn't get involved in the politics of the house. They didn't go in and talk with both sides. They didn't gather information. So they left all of that stuff on the table, completely capable of reuniting after the week ended. And that's I think why we're in the position that we are. It, regardless of whether Christy stayed or not this week, something like this was going to happen or had the possibility of happening. And it's because they dropped the ball the week before when they were HOH and they had the opportunity to make things, really split up the house in a much more successful way. So that's where I feel like we are.
They essentially did the right work, or they got the right answer, but they didn't show their work for it.
Yes.
And it's like in an HOH that everybody was so happy to see pan out. And we were still sort of like not, or we weren't completely out of the woods because we were kind of afraid that the twist might still F it up. And then the twist is dead in the water, but then the HOH still isn't the best that it could possibly be. It's like, damn, like you had everything going for you and you had everything going for you, yet you still didn't do enough to set yourself up going forward. And it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's nice because, I mean, I'll give Jess props for what she did, but it's even more of a reinforcement as to why she is not a good player.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, you also have to, it's the same thing with Kat, where, you know, Kat pushing Nick away, isolating herself with Jess, not doing more to bring Holly and Jackson in with Cliff's Angels, pushing Tommy's buttons. I feel like they both really dropped the ball last week, and that's why they're in the position that they are this week. It's not the outcome of the week because they really left the door open for this to happen. So
I'll be sad to see Kat go. I really do. I mean, aside from like the funny antics that she has going on in the house and everything, and voting out Mickey and all that stuff, she's great entertainment wise. But I honestly feel like she was one of those players that, I mean, at least I expected her to be one of those players that, you know, was a fan, didn't know too much, but was like one of the people that could really learn as she went. And I feel like she has a lot of potential, mm-hmm. more so than people like Jess.
Yeah.
And it's getting cut off now. And that just really,
I feel like, sad. Like I felt that way too, but I felt like she never learned. Like she kept making different mistakes that were still on like the same level of like, if anything, I feel like, I felt like her trajectory earlier. I felt like her trajectory was like slowly going up and then down and then up and down. It's like, it's certainly disappointing. I feel like maybe I think she absolutely is the kind of player. I don't want to say that strongly. I think she could be the kind of player that if she came back, she might be able to learn from her mistakes.
I agree. I think that she definitely has a lot of things that she made mistakes on, but I think that her capacity to learn Big Brother is, I think it's there. And maybe if we just had like maybe one more week, or maybe I'm just talking out of my ass, maybe she would have just been doing the same thing that she was doing. But I don't know. I have a feeling that if we just had just a little bit more time, like she's just coming out of the oven too soon. Like she's not done yet.
I mean, like last, she almost went home after volunteering for the block, which would have been one of the biggest blunders in Big Brother history. Then this week, she comes off of one of the best positions ever, which is your ally is in power, and so you get to influence them to make the move that you want them to make without getting all the blood on your own hands. And so that's one of the best positions to come out of. And she comes out of that week in the HOH, screwing around, talking about Brett, and mm-hmm. is going to be going home the following week. Like there's just so many bad outcomes there. So that's what we have. That's what we have for the day. I will, of course, be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It is looking like things are solidifying in a particular way here, that Cliff will be staying, Kat will be going. But again, I still feel like there is plenty of opportunity to turn this around. This should not be a given. You not only have the, you know, Tommy not wanting to make a deal with Cliff might start to think about changing his mind, which could get Christy and Sis on board and Nick on board if something like that flips, if they start to change their story. You also have Nicole and Jess, who are also kind of torn. Nicole is not a guaranteed vote for Cliff by any means. If they worked on Nicole at all, I feel like there is a chance that they could get her to flip over. I think it would be a terrible move for her game, but I do think it's possible, and it hasn't really been attempted yet. So there are still plenty of opportunities for this vote to turn around. There's still a whole day today and a bit of the day tomorrow.
Has she even worked the female empowerment angle at all yet?
Nah, not really. I mean, she's hung out with Nicole. They did some dances together. And she's talked with Jess, but Christy has campaigned to Jess 10 times as much as Kat has.
That's just such a real shame. Like, she's in your alliance. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that Cliff's angels, like, I mean, we love Cliff, we do. But if y'all just want to be Charlie's angels, Charlie ain't in the movies. You can, it's time for you, like, get your Drew Barrymore, get your Lucy Liu, get your Cameron Diaz, get together. Let's roll this
shit
out.
Get your Tom Green. Where's he in the movie? He was in that, right?
He was in that. I forgot about that. I just feel like there's so much that you can do. And does she know that Sis doesn't like Cliff?
Yeah, she knows. Sis has talked about it.
Look, like, there's so much that you can do, and then you can sugarcoat it with, and we could be getting another guy out, and there's the belief three guys that ups the chances of a woman winning this season. Like, come on, there's so much that you could do. Yeah. And Christy Christy will probably just vote Cliff out because then she knows that there aren't any people that are voting with her.
Yeah, it's like, usually by this point in the week, it's looking like the vote is a done deal because they've exhausted all of their options. And like, how else could things change? Something crazy would need to happen in order for things to change. This, like, the way I'm picturing this week right now is that it's teetering on the edge, and it keeps like, it's teetering on the edge of something. And every day that it doesn't fall, it's starting to look more and more stable, but it's still on the edge. There are tons of different things to push and move and shake to try to get it to fall. But they haven't been moved. They haven't been shaken. And so nothing's happening. And so it's almost like it's like there are so many different avenues to knock this thing over, but they just haven't happened yet. And so they still might. But every day that they wait makes it more difficult for it to fall.
Day 44 really should be a testament to that. I know a lot of the time, there are weeks where deals are said and done. And like, it is what it is, girl. Like, you going home. But this is not one of those weeks. And I really hope that there is something that will spark that. Like, I don't.
Yeah, it's like they found a lever and they keep pulling it like, oh, this is I'm targeting Jackson. And every time they pull it, they actually stabilize the thing more and more. And they're like, I don't know why this isn't working. It just keeps stabilizing. I am targeting Jackson. Go. It's not working. You need to try something else.
Crunk.
I said this could be an interesting week because I assumed that they would do more than one thing over and over, expecting different results. All right. So that's what I have for you. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I have added a button to the bottom of my Twitch channel. If you are interested in purchasing a Taren Show shirt, you can find it via that button. It's also my pinned tweet. Lots of people have been purchasing them. Very, very exciting. Thank you to all of those that have. If you go to the New York show wearing one, I will give you a thank you in person. That's really, really cool. Like I said, you can find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaren. I will be live tonight with Rob, Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And we'll be talking about, the OTEV. That'll be interesting. We'll see. We'll finally see the truth of whether or not Cliff was pushed. See if that's going to be a meme for the next 5 years.
Yes, we will, and I will get to see Kat more upset than Cliff, and I'm excited about it. I am. OTEV, I saw like a little screen grab of OTEV. OTEV looks ugly. I don't like this new OTEV.
Yeah, they're really I liked it when they were like cheesy, but with like epically cheesy. Now they're just going like cheesy.
It's just weird. Yeah. Whatever.
All right. Where can people find you, Amon?
You can find me at Amon Adwin on Twitter and Instagram, although I don't be Instagramming like that. So mainly Twitter.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I will see you next time.